going to be talking with Colleen Kelly. She's president of the National Treasury Employees Union, and she's got a lot of things to talk about. One of them is the federal pay raise.
Right.
The president has proposed 2% for federal workers, which is one of the lowest proposals in years, and a higher figure, I think 2.9% for the military.
Which is nothing like the pay parity they've been pushing for.
Nothing like it, and it's interesting because had this been done under the Bush administration, you know, the fires would be burning downtown now. As it is, the unions are very diplomatically saying we're going to try to work to get more, but we understand times are tough. They all endorsed a candidate Obama for the presidency, and he's their guy. So understandably, they'll go easier on him, but the issues are the same. And the fact is that President Obama can probably get whatever figure he wants out of it. But it'd be interesting to talk to her about it.
It's hard to justify a big pay raise now.
You know,
when
one could easily justify a freeze.
Right.
You know, more than ever, you know, with people being laid off. That's an excellent point.
So times are tough out there.
2% is 100% more than a lot of people are going to get.
Yeah.
You know.
So you'll be talking with Colleen Kelly.
Talking with her about that and also about these private debt collectors that the IRS hired under the gun from Congress to collect back debts.
Right.
And, you know, these people, if you like them, they are private debt collectors. If you don't like them, they're junkyard dogs. But the idea is they go after people and they get a take of the cut. And IRS workers argue that if Congress would fund them, give them more money, more leeway, they could collect more money and do it much cheaper than the private debt collectors.
This is one of these stories that is cyclical, and
yes,
both of us have been through this. I mean, it's about a 3-year cycle, and it's, you know, we go from a period where they want to get, because there are a lot of people who don't pay their taxes,
right?
And so so they go out and we want to get them, and then we bring it in house, and it goes
always
back
goes south when the Republicans control Congress. They tend to do this,
right.
And then something happens, it crashes and burns, and they do away with the program. So, but both of those, two of the contracts are up for bid, and so she'll have some interesting things to say about that. And then also, there's a couple of things that happen when you retire from the federal government. One is your income drops dramatically.
Right.
Two, you probably become a real pain in the neck around the house.
Right.
You know, you're second-guessing your spouse, and these things should go here, or we'll do the groceries. Third thing is you lose a major tax break, and it's something called, for lack of a better term, it's something called premium conversion.
Oh, yes.
Premium conversion means you can pay your health insurance premiums in pre-tax dollars. We have that option here, by the way.
Yes.
But many people do. If you're working, it's possible. It's doable. A lot of workers don't even know they have it. It just happens.
It's just done.
Then the day they retire, they lose that. So they have reduced income, and suddenly their tax bite goes up. It could be as much as $800 a year. And there are a number of people that have been fighting to extend premium conversion to retired federal workers and now retired military. Senator Jim Webb, Democrat from Virginia, has gotten into the act, and he wants to extend it to military personnel, active and military personnel retired. And you've got some new heavyweights, Congressman Jerry Connolly from Virginia, so the usual standbys, Congressman Moran, Congressman Frank Wolf are all pushing this. So they think they've got a better shot than ever at it this year, although it's a very uphill fight. Dan Adcock is going to be our guest from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, and he'll talk about what it does, what you lose when you retire, and what the outlook is this year.
And we can't let you get away without talking about the snow, because your column was about snow, and you actually have a big
stack. I have in my hot little hands here, a bunch of emails from people from Kuwait, from Minnesota, from Massachusetts, from Fargo, from Montana, and, of course, a lot of local ones. But the object of the column was kind of make fun of us. You know, we're considered wimp weenies when it snows and
all
that.
Well, we all go
thing.
And we buy tons of bread and we buy tons of milk
paper.
And toilet
paper. I don't
paper.
Drive.
And nobody knows quite why. But one of the people from the Merrimack Valley in Massachusetts said that up there, she said, we buy milk, eggs, and alcohol, lots of alcohol. But, I mean, these are some great emails and people confessing. One guy who's a Chicago guy, and he said, I'm from Lapland, you know, and he said, when I came here, I was appalled at the way you all treat the snow. He said, now that I have children in the Fairfax County school system, I'm glad you do it this way. I thank you for it.
Wow.
President Obama made fun of us. So.
Well, and that was kind of my point, too.
Yeah.
He said, you know, what is this? And what he failed to mention was that the D.C. schools had a 2-hour delayed opening, but they didn't close.
Right.
the school that his children go to did close.
Yeah. Right.
And also, you could say he has the ability to walk to work.
Yeah.
True.
The ultimate telecommuter.